Our story today called What Price Respect by Kathy Sugars. On our daily journey of life, we sometimes deliberately seek out truth, and at other times it simply falls in our lap. A few years ago, when my friend Anne was very sick, I was asking everyone to pray for her. At that time, I made an amazing discovery. Now, it's usually food, shelter, and clothing we consider when we think of giving to the poor, but there's one very important thing that most of us never dream of giving to an indigent person, and that is a very, very important item. It's self-respect. It costs nothing but time, but it also involves the giving of ourselves. But it feels good, both to the giver and receiver. Let me share a couple of these stories now. One day, I was hurriedly entering a convenience store to get some coffee. I saw a man sitting in front of the store, leaning against the wall. He was not begging, not asking for anything, just sitting there, but you could tell by his appearance that he was indigent. Now, I don't know what possessed me. I really hadn't planned to do what I did, but it was as if I was on automatic. I leaned toward him and asked him his name. He looked at me guardedly, probably wondering who I was and what I wanted. I went on, "My name is Kathy," I said, "and the reason I asked for your name is because I wanted to ask you to pray for my sick friend Anne, and I'll pray for you. Maybe if God hears us praying for intentions other than our own, we might not appear so selfish and he'll more readily hear us," I told him. The result of my statements was astonishing. His smile was so bright. He seemed to sit straighter. Someone was asking him to do something for them. Someone was asking for his assistance and believed that he could help them through his prayers. He went on to say, "My name's John. I'll be happy to pray for your friend Anne." I thanked him and I promised to pray for him and went on my way, but that's an experience I'll never forget. And then another time, as I was leaving the neighborhood grocery store, I approached a man begging from people as they left the store. And after I gave him something, I asked his name. The same response, a suspicious glance, shoulders bent away from me. Then I went on to explain my reason for asking his name, that we exchange prayer requests. His response was completely unexpected. "Why don't we pray for your friend right now?" he said. He took my hand and asked me to lead the prayer. I, who always have something to say, was temporarily speechless, but I managed to say a prayer for Anne, for him, and for myself. He thanked me for asking him and promised to continue to pray for Anne. As a result of these experiences, I look at homeless people differently. I realize that anyone, because of unforeseen circumstances, could someday be on the street. None of us are immune. A friend told me she thinks that those who turn their face when they see a homeless person do it because they're afraid to look at them, afraid it might, could happen to them. I don't know. But I do know that even though I can't change the world, I can't solve all the problems of homelessness, I have to do what I can do, and that's to show respect to every homeless person I see. That means even if there are no words passed, if I do offer a dollar to a beggar, I do it with a warm smile, not with a look of disdain as if they're contagious and I want them out of my sight as soon as possible. Feelings are very communicable, and if I look down at that homeless person, I'm putting a very expensive price on that dollar or two I give to them. That price, lack of respect, respect that we all have a right to as human beings. Matthew 25:40 says, "The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers of mine, you did for me.'" Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.